I mean, K2 is unique in that, you know, like bodies that, the people that die high up on the mountain, you don't see bodies up there. You know, the avalanches flush any bodies off the mountain all the way down to the Baltoro Glacier, you know, 10,000 feet below. You see some really gruesome things when you're hiking from base camp to advanced base camp on the glacier. You know, you see dismembered bodies. You know, I remember seeing half of a lower leg in a, you know, connected to a plastic boot. I found various human bones, ribs. We found half a human torso in a climbing suit that we buried in a crevasse as best we could. You know, this is, you know, this is all part of the carnage that's up there.
I mean, it's the kind of thing that, it's kind of thing that gives you nightmares now.
No, it's just a fact of, you know, what's up there. People want to know, you know, are there bodies up there? Well, you don't see any bodies up there. You see the churned up remains of human corpses down low on the body, on down low on the mountain, as opposed to, you know, on Everest, you see, on the summit day, you see maybe a dozen, you know, a dozen frozen bodies up high in the mountain that are essentially freeze-dried because there's nooks and crannies and, you know, there's places to sit down and die up there. On K2, if you sit down, you don't remain in that spot for very long because it's so damn steep.